From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies say they had a sighting of wanted felony suspect Robert Cullen. They were on patrol in Garberville looking for him and tried to stop a vehicle which took off onto Old Briceland Road. It collided with a dump truck. Two men and one woman jumped out of the car. 18-year-old Gabriel Jensen was quickly apprehended. 55-year-old Gregory Benson was caught later. Benson arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of evading a police officer, being armed with a firearm, resisting a peace officer, and possession of controlled substances. The search for Cullen later suspended due to nightfall. He is still outstanding at this time. White male, 30 years old, 6 feet 2, 150 pounds, brown hair, and blue eyes. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies tased a man after he told them he was armed and wouldn't listen to officers. 35-year-old Joseph Ryan Stuckey was being questioned in relation to an assault, after which he began walking on Highway 101 southbound. A deputy located Stuckey walking along the roadway. He exited his patrol vehicle and ordered Stuckey to yield. Stuckey failed to obey and began walking toward the deputy and informed the deputy that he was in possession of weapons and began to reach for them as he continued to approach. Deputy, acting out of caution, began to retreat from Stuckey, continuing to order Stuckey to yield while waiting for backup to arrive. At that time, an off-duty Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy traveling in the area of U.S. 101 and Fields Landing observed the situation unfolding and stopped to help the deputy. Traffic along 101 southbound temporarily coming to a stop, Stuckey entered the highway. He continued to disregard deputies while maintaining his approach, at which point one deputy deployed a taser. After a brief struggle with deputies, Stuckey was taken into custody. Police say a woman jumped from a moving vehicle on Patrick's Point Drive along the ramp to southbound 101. 28-year-old Richard Dory of Carlotta reported he and 27-year-old Lorena Reynolds when she jumped from the vehicle and was run over by the rear wheels of the car. Arriving officers found she had major injuries, and she was transported to Mad River Community Hospital for treatment of her injuries. No other vehicles or persons were involved in the incident. Drug or alcohol impairment not considered to be a factor. The investigation is ongoing. Well, the deadline to apply for PG&E's Wildfire Assistance Program is this Friday. The $100 million fund approved by the judge in PG&E's Chapter 11 case is intended to help those who are either uninsured or need assistance with alternative living expenses or other urgent needs. So far, the program has given out roughly $25 million and has received claims from more than 16,000 people. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.